My mother warned me, be careful, son. One match can start a whole forest fire. But I noticed that it took my dad a whole box of matches to start a campfire.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I've spent a bit of time with famous and successful people. You know something? They're a lot like the rest of us. Some have interesting quirks. Years ago, English officials told Elizabeth Taylor that she couldn't enter the country unless she put her four Pekingese dogs into quarantine. So, the movie star rented a yacht and anchored it offshore. That is one expensive floating kennel. Catherine the Great, whom I have never personally met, locked her hairdresser in prison. For a bad haircut? No, for a good one. The Empress wanted exclusive rights to such greatness. She didn't want the hairstylist styling anyone else. Movie star Joan Crawford hired an assistant to stay on the set of her pictures and whisper compliments into her ear between takes. Incredible. How is it that people who receive so much earthly applause can be so insecure? Andy Anderson had that same question. A U.S. Navy commander, Andy climbed the ranks to the Pentagon. A few years back, he was on the top of the world, promoted to captain, and serving as executive assistant to the Secretary of Defense. But deep inside, there was a nagging emptiness. One April night, he uttered a desperate prayer before drifting off to sleep. He later told me this, "I awoke in a huge cave with a crack in the ceiling and beams of light shining down on an old rugged cross. I could see a man on the cross, his head covered in blood and sweat. I knew that it was Jesus. His eyes opened, his hand stretched out to me. He said, 'I am God. I love you. I did this for you.'" Andy woke knowing he would never be the same. In a Pentagon bookstore, he bought my book, Making Life Rich Without Any Money, and read it on a flight. God used that book, he said, to, quote, change my life forever. He began writing me letters, asking me honest questions. "Will Jesus still love me if I buy a Mercedes convertible?" he wrote. I wrote back, "Jesus will love you even if you drive a Ford, Andy. He will never leave you. But consider what you could do with the money you'll save if you buy a pre-loved convertible." The day Andy received my letter, a bulletin board picture caught his eye. A red Mustang convertible, good as new, but half the price. "I'd always wanted a Mustang," he told me. Besides, it was $30,000 less than the Mercedes, so he bought it. I've kept the picture he sent, Andy in the front seat with his golden retriever, both of them grinning from ear to ear. Andy began investing in others, and God began to bless him. Soon he was selected to command the Navy's largest squadron, over 1,200 sailors, and in time he began teaching a seminar based on my book. I sued him and made millions. It has been such a blessing to me. Not really. Quite the opposite. Andy is my dear friend today. As he warned listeners of the pitfalls of chasing stuff, the seminar had a profound effect. Within 6 months, there was a complete reversal in squadron performance. What is Andy's secret? He'll tell you. Meaning will never be found in stuff, success, or acclaim. But if we allow God's love to make its mark on us, we will find joy in sharing it with others. Film star Lana Turner once said, "A successful man is one who makes more money than his wife can spend. A successful woman is one who can find such a man." Andy and his wife Cindy disagree. Psalm 37:4 says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." When we keep company with God, his desires and our desires line up, and we get in on his best for us. That's true success, better than an Oscar any day.
Have you ordered your 2019 scripture calendar yet? This year, we're excited to offer you our calendar called Bringing the Nation Back to the Bible, featuring beautiful scenery from all across Canada and a daily scripture reading plan. To order your complimentary copy, call us at 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.